Evangelist Vincent, an anointed man of God who has been called to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God with clarity and to heal the sick and the oppressed.
God has a very special end time purpose for the nation of Sierra Leone.
So let's worship. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Jesus has come to seek and save that which is lost.
Because he loves, he wants to have the relationship.
He's about to do a miracle in your soul.
Your broken heart is healed right now. I will set them free from darkness, say the Lord, if my people allow me to create in them a new heart. Listen now, how much do you want Jesus? What are you willing to surrender to him? Power! Power! Fire!
We have to pick up our cross like never before and rise and shine. The word of God that is quick and powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
I am the resurrection. I am the life. You are going to know Jesus Christ personally.
The tremendous judgment of sin, he laid it upon his own son, Jesus Christ, so that we could go free.
Let them go home safe.
Or if thou will carry my father again.
Born again of the Spirit of God.
Because he had to die on that cross so that he could conquer death, hell, and the grave. So that all of us can receive the gift of life. And Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life.
In the name of Jesus Christ, as he ordained us to do. And if we believe that name, then we lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus Christ.
We thank you, Jesus, for what you did last night. We thank you, Father, our God who art in heaven, for the souls that you brought out of captivity, for the bodies that you brought out of bondage, for the broken hearts that you mended and healed and restored. Lord, we thank you that last night you restored people to the person God always meant them to be. We thank you, Father God, that people can now go forth in the identity that Christ has placed inside of them before they were born. That they can rise up and shine like your prophet Isaiah prophesied, is what was recorded in chapter 60, verse 1. And that they can go forth and bring fruit. Fruit that remains and fruit that is everlasting to your glory. Father, we pray that today you do the same. We pray, Lord God, in Jesus' name, as we are in agreement that you use me purely and utterly for your own glory, that nothing of self shall come forth, but that everything of this preacher shall be dead, and only Christ, the hope of glory, alive, and that you lay the words in my mouth to speak to the people that you have brought here, for you are God, and you know who is here. You know who is here before last week you knew who was going to come. Let the word be for them. Minister to us, Lord, by your word. And we thank you in advance that that word be followed with miracles and signs and wonders. Stretch forth your hand, Father God, in the name of your holy child, Jesus. I pray for power and boldness right now to minister your word and to minister to your people. Don't let my preaching be that of enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit of God. Lord God, have your way. Have your way now. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we say amen. Amen. I want to take you quickly to the book of Matthew, chapter 24. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Many scholars and teachers of the Word of God agree that this chapter 24 is describing the beginning of sorrows as the Lord is describing it. Hallelujah. Amen. We are in a time that is approaching the coming of Jesus Christ. That means the enemy knows his time is getting shorter, and he therefore becomes more aggressive.
That's right.
And more powerful in his approach. That is what the Bible says. But where sin abides, grace abounds more. And where the power of God is allowed to work, God will immediately show up and prove that he is God. Hallelujah. So let's look at what Jesus is saying quickly as we're going into another text to preach. But here is Jesus on the Mount of Olives over 2,000 years ago, talking to his disciples, his closest disciples, who came on him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. That is the first thing that Jesus says. Take heed that no man deceives you. For when the coming, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is approaching, many false Christs and false prophets shall rise. Jesus said that as well. And therefore the first thing he says, take heed that no man deceive you. Because that devil, he is a deceiver. And he is experienced in deceiving. And he want to use anything and everything to deceive the elect, the chosen of God, those that are born again of the Holy Ghost, those that have surrendered all and follow Jesus Christ. And as we know, he is deceiving the world. The world, the unbelievers, the heathen, they are deceived. Often we think as a Christian that everybody who is not in the church worshiping the Lord is denying the cross. But that is not true. There are many that deny the cross, but there are many that are deceived. There are many that know not. They don't know. Until we preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, they will not know there is a kingdom of God in which there is no sickness, in which there is no death, to which there is no end. And that is why it is our job to rise up. We that have the truth of Jesus Christ within us. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth that abides within us. And we have to bring the truth to those that know not. So that they too can bow their knee in this life and surrender to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. For many shall come in my name, Jesus said, and say, will say, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And that is what is going on in some entire nations and half continents of this planet. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not be troubled. Hallelujah. For Jesus didn't come to bring peace. He came to bring the sword. He didn't promise that there was going to be a perfect earthly life. No, he talks about wars. There will be wars. He said there will be wars. And if Jesus said there will be wars, then there will be wars. And there have been wars. Many believe there will be another war. The Bible scholars agree that that is how this end time government, for which the Antichrist is going to rise up and rule for 7 years, a one world government, as the book of Revelation describes, will be created out of chaos. That is how that satanic system operates. You create chaos, and then you make new order out of that chaos. That is one way the devil is using right now to bring mankind into slavery and bondage, to ultimately worship him. The Bible prophesied a time like that would come, where mankind would believe that the Antichrist, the opposite of Jesus Christ, that evildoer, is God. And they're going to worship him. To that extent, people is going to be deceived. There will be a false prophet working with him, doing false signs and lying wonders. And people will believe that because of that, he must be God. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. We have seen earthquakes in diverse places. We've seen earthquakes in very diverse places, even in the middle of the ocean. When that happens, you have a tsunami that will swallow up the land. All these are the beginning of sorrows. That's just the beginning, Jesus said. That's just the beginning. Then shall they deliver you to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. I pray that the Lord will catch us up, that he will rapture us before this tremendous, terrible time. But somehow, people can't agree on that. Whether we will see some of these terrible, testing, trying, tribulation times. If we love Christ, we might have to endure a time where we have to be prepared to die for Jesus. I'm ready because I know where I'm going. Amen. I ain't going to be afraid of anybody, nor any man or any government, and I will not deny Jesus Christ as Lord, even if it costs my head. I don't believe that most people will have to go through that. But I believe there will be a large generation that will have to go through that. Because the book of Revelation talks about precious saints in heaven that had their head chopped off. It talks about those end time martyrs. You study that book and you will see it for yourself. We have no time to go there. But we have to be committed. If you study church history, if you look at the record that Fox made, Fox's Book of Martyrs, you will realize that already millions of people, literally multiplied millions of people, have died for the sake of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. That is commitment. That is commitment. I don't say you have to die. I don't say you're going to die because you have everlasting life. But when the pressure comes, when all hell breaks loose, When everything around you falls apart, can you still serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Do you have the fire that is unquenchable on the inside of you? That when the storm comes, you won't pull out. Have you come to Jesus for the right reason? Or did you come to him to become rich? Did you come to him to become wealthy? Did you come to him to have a good life, a peaceful life? Because that would be another Jesus. I'm asking you, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, did you come to Jesus Christ for the right reason?
That's right.
Hallelujah. He wants to bless you. But more so, he wants you not to falter under pressure. And if the Bible is true, then a time is ahead of us of great tribulation. And some of us can't even handle the beginning of sorrows. What will happen if we go into tribulation? I don't believe myself that we go through great tribulation. But what about the first part? What about that tribulation period? Just before all hell breaks loose. Because the Bible says that pretty much everybody will die then. But what about? Because the grace of God will reach out to mankind until the very end.
That's right.
The grace of God will reach out and save sinners.
That's right.
In the midst of calamities. And that is when most people come to Christ. If all hell wouldn't break loose on them, they would never cry out to God, because they are too comfortable in their situation and they don't even think about God. They are locked up in their houses. You can't reach them. You can't reach them by television because they won't watch that channel. You can't reach them in a church because they won't go to church. You can't reach them in a crusade because they won't turn up at the crusade. Some people, God has to shake them up. And this is not God's will. The current size of the Church of Christ. I believe that the will of God is for none to perish and for all to come to repentance. I believe that Peter wrote that down in his second book, chapter 3, verse 9. For the will of God is for none to perish, but for all to come to repentance. We must lead them to repentance. We must be a witness. God said, my house must be full. It must be filled. God don't like empty seats. Demons like empty seats. They'd like to sit in empty seats and cause trouble. But God wants his house full. He wants every one of his house full and expand. He wants to use the overflow rooms. Hallelujah. But it can happen. Until you and me stop being afraid and begin to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. You don't have to preach it the way I preach it. You don't have to preach it the way anybody else preaches it. Because the Holy Ghost will do the job. And the Holy Ghost is in you. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost that is in me, that is delivering this word unto you, is the same Holy Ghost that is in you, that can deliver the word unto me. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Do not be afraid. That is the only thing the devil is counting on. For you to be afraid. For you to be a coward. For you like, oh, they don't want to hear me. No, they don't. They wouldn't want to listen to me. No, my neighbors. No. They hate Christ. What they told them? No, they never said that. I just know they hate God. No. The devil is a liar. When you go to anybody and begin to share the things of the kingdom of God, they will want to listen. You know why? because you're not alone. The minute you step out, the Holy Ghost begins to work ahead of you. The Holy Ghost will grab hold of their mind, opens their ears, and their heart. And when you begin to speak as the Holy Ghost gives you utterance, that word will go inside of them. They might not repent on the spot, but give it some time. Give it some more water later on in the week, later on in the month, and see that seed grow. Because if you release the word of God, it cannot and shall not return void. That's all you have to do. God will reward you for that. He that winneth souls is wise. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
That's right.
And if you have the fear of the Lord, you want to be wise and win souls. Because you know that God will hold you accountable. You know God will hold you accountable. He will. He will. Because there is people that you have to reach. There's people in your street, that I cannot reach. I'm not assigned to them because you are born again and you are in that street. And that is your assignment. Hallelujah. You are a citizen of the kingdom of God. You are an ambassador of the kingdom of God. And God has raised up warriors last night. And people, He has stirred up the gifts. He has given gifts. And that is for you to do a mighty work in this city.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It will only get worse out there in the world. You know what? It makes it easier for us to preach the gospel. It is easy to preach the gospel in the midst of calamity because that's when people begin to look to God.
Yes.
Don't be afraid of what is to come because you are not of this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God saved you out of the world because that was your first birth into that fallen world. And God raised you out of that and brought you into the kingdom of God. And now you are in the world, not of the world, for you are an ambassador of the kingdom of God and you are placed in the world.
Yes.
You're not off here, you're not off the world. You're in here to represent the kingdom of God where you are from. So you just come and be an ambassador and you proclaim and share the good news of that kingdom. Where they can go to. You hear me?
Yes.
You hear me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You have to tell them about the kingdom. Because they want to know about the kingdom. They are craving for it. Deep down inside of their soul, they want to know. Remember, God made them. God made them. Satan didn't make them. It looks like some people, Satan made them, but God made them. God can reach the vilest of sinners. God can reach the worst of witch doctors. God can touch the most evil person. Because something inside of them is God, is made by God. And that is the part God can touch. See, a man can be possessed by the devil, but never be owned by the devil.
Amen.
Because the ownership still belongs to God.
Amen.
Some people sell their soul, but until they die, they can still technically be redeemed, although it's very unlikely. But they are still owned by God.
Yes.
When they die, it's over. They had their chance. Amen?
Amen?
It's over. Judgment comes after death. But when they are alive, we All we got to do is share the gospel according to the Bible, share the kingdom of God with everybody in your vicinity. For if you don't, God will hold you accountable. He will require the blood on your hands. Because you might be the only one that could bring that message to them. And even if they don't do nothing with it, maybe 10 years later they're on their deathbed and they go, remember Brother John? Hey, this Brother John, he's just, God will bring Brother John back to their memory. Brother John, he told me about a kingdom. He told me about Jesus Christ being real. He told me what, hey. Because on that deathbed, all of a sudden, he didn't want to know about God. All of a sudden, the fear of death comes upon him. And he will remember, I promise you, what Brother John told him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is where it counts. Because that is how you can save a soul. And when you get to heaven, you will meet all the people that you've helped getting into the kingdom of God. Maybe you supported the evangelist. Maybe you supported your church. And some of them, you witnessed to them. Hallelujah. And you can reach a multitude of people in your lifetime. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Never be discouraged because you don't see the result. How many people don't you hear that testify in church and they say, wow, well, you know, 5 years ago somebody gave me a gospel tract and I read it. And it just took 5 years for that seed to bring the new birth. But here I am, to the glory of God. And that's how many people testify. So it does work, hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said, and this king, and this gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all the world as a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Then shall the end come. Amen. The end cannot come until we have preached the gospel. Because it wouldn't be fair on those that have not heard. God is challenging people. Many people are disobedient in this age. But God is challenging people and He is nurturing them. He is encouraging them. And He says, come into the ministry. Come into the ministry. Just do it. Just do it. Because time is running out. The world is increasing in population. Something has to happen. Hallelujah. You have a purpose. Quickly go to John 14. And then we will close with John 14. Precious Jesus. John 15, sorry, verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. If you didn't know it by now, God is speaking to you. I don't care whether this is your first day in church, whether you've not studied the entire book from Genesis to Revelation. This is what God says, and that's what matters. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. Remember, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you receive power to be a witness unto all nations, to the uttermost ends of the world. You have been ordained if that Holy Ghost has come upon you and empowered you, that you go and bring forth fruit. Jesus said, and this is the topic where Jesus is saying, I am the vine and ye are the branches. You can do nothing without Jesus because He is the vine and we are the branches. We need to feed from the vine. We need to feed. We need our food from God. But if we don't bring forth fruit, then He will cast forth that branch into the fire and they are burned. That's verse 6. That's the bad news. We have to bring forth fruit. Hallelujah. And that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever you shall ask of your Father in my name, he may give it to you. If your prayers are not answered, take heed of this scripture. Because whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. But in the same verse, he tells you that you have to go and bring forth fruit. So there is something that you have to give to God. You have to give alms, support, finances to the kingdom. You have to give your time. You have to give your love. You have to give everything that is available to you to be used by the kingdom of God. And in the same measure, God will give it back to you. Time, love, finances, whatever it is. Don't think that if you go to some faraway country and you labor there for the Lord, that the Lord won't give you anything back in return. He will. Hallelujah. He said, I'll give you back 100-fold in this life and the life to come. If you leave everything behind you, if you're willing to forsake lands, houses, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, if you are willing to do that, he said, I will give you back 100-fold in this life and that to come forever after. Hallelujah. Does God bless you? Yes, but you have to bless him also. Hallelujah. If you do whatever you can do, God will do what you cannot do. Amen. If you do everything in your power that you can do, watch God what you can do. Supernatural. Supernatural. Become. And improve. Bring forth. Miracles. In your situations, those that you're meant to. It is time that we rise. It is time that we shine with that glorious bright light of Christ, the light of the world that is within us. Amen? Amen. Amen. There is a dark city out there. There is bondage out there. This is a place what God has ordained. His house of God. He's got to come here. They've got to come here, but they won't come. They won't come until they understand Jesus. See, this is what most people don't understand. I invite them to church. Jesus didn't say, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power to invite people to church. He didn't say that. See, that devil is a liar. I want you to understand now what Jesus is saying. Beware that no man deceive you. He didn't say that them to church. Because they won't come to church if they don't understand the gospel. Maybe one or two will come. But most people say, well, what are we going to church for? Or they'll say, yeah, they won't come, they won't turn up. No, you've got to have the gospel of the kingdom of God. You've got to share Jesus with them there and then. And then you can lead them to Christ. And then they want to know more about the kingdom. Then they want to know about Jesus. And then they will come to church to be fed, to receive food. Hallelujah. Don't just invite them to church. Don't give them an invite to church that will not bring the house of God full. You got to invite them to Jesus. Amen. Invite them to the King of Kings. And you say to them, you know what? I told you about the kingdom. Now here's the good part. I know the king. Shall I introduce him to God? What do you think they want? They want to know about the king. They want to know about Jesus. They want you to introduce. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't? But you have to open their eyes first. By preaching the gospel to them. That blindfold has to come off. Hallelujah. And when you release the word goes into their heart, because with their mind they will never get it. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. And then this house shall be full, and the house of God shall be full of new converts. Hallelujah. Baby Christians. Hallelujah. And then the fivefold ministry can bring forth leaders and more fivefold ministry persons to go and do the work. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said, the same work as I shall you do, but greater works than I shall you do also. Hallelujah. What a challenge. What a challenge. I have done a few things. People might say, okay, you've done so many countries, so many crusades. And I say, no. Lord, I've not done 1% of what I want to do for you. I want to do more for you. I want to do greater things. I want to really make an impact on this world before you call me home. Because from everlasting to everlasting, I can look back and be benefited by the rewards that He promises in an everlasting to everlasting. Just because of the few years here, I have suffered persecution to preach the gospel. I have suffered all sorts of trouble and be hated by people and be separated from among them because I preach the gospel. I wouldn't do anything more with love than that. Hallelujah. It is worth it. It is worth it. Because Jesus said it. When men will hate you and persecute you and cast your name for evil and separate you from their company, consider yourself blessed. And until people hate you, until they persecute you, until they separate you from their company, until they cast your name out for evil, you are not there. And it means you gotta press on and do more. Hallelujah. The Bible says you are not even blessed yet, because true blessings come when that happens. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the world, because you're not off the world, you see. You're not off the world. You can call on your kingdom anytime. Anytime you can call upon your kingdom and upon the King of Kings, and He'll send help. Hallelujah. He sent help. He is better than any government would ever be for their ambassadors. Better, amen. He's all powerful, all knowing, all present. You can't fail. Will you rise? Will you rise? Lift your hand and make a promise to God. If you want to. If you don't want to, you don't have to. If you want to, make a promise to God right now. To be willing to suffer all this in order to be blessed. To have the hundredfold. And you're not doing it for the hundredfold. But you are willing to go through all of that. Just for Jesus. You're willing to reap the rewards later. But also in this life. But you're willing to do whatever it takes. You're willing to witness to anybody around you without being afraid. Without worrying what they're going to say. Without maybe they even, you know, they won't want to talk to you anymore. So what? Hallelujah. And again, you are more blessed. Another one don't want to talk to you. Hey, I am blessed. Another one separates me. Hey, I am blessed. Are you willing? Let's pray. Say, Father. In the name of Jesus, I repent for not doing enough, for not having the eternal perspective, and have my eyes only on you and your kingdom, and seeking you only and your kingdom and your righteousness. So from today, I will be a witness to you, Jesus. I will share you, Jesus, with everybody that I know, that I meet, that is around me, that is within my reach. to touch.
I will share the kingdom of God.
I will not be afraid.
I will allow the Holy Spirit
to talk through me.
Use me, Lord.
Remind me, Lord,
of this promise.
Every day.
In Jesus' name.
I am blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
In closing, in verse 19, Jesus says the same thing in that story of I am the vine and ye are the branches. And he says, this is what Jesus says. If ye were of the world would love his own. You know, if you're really loved by the world, and if worldly people really love you, you know, you got to love them. But if they really love you, then maybe you're not using the Holy Ghost to convict them of their sin.
Right.
If ye were of the world would love his own. You see, you're not own to the world. You got that, amen?
Amen.
But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Mm-hmm. The world doesn't hate me enough yet.
That's right.
And that is my challenge. And that is your challenge. We're not here to upset people. But we gotta have the biblical fruit following us. The biblical manifestations taught by the Master, by Jesus Christ, our God Himself. Because that is the only truth. And when the apostles preached the gospel, all hell broke loose every single time. But many, many came to the Lord. And they came all to the Lord for the right reasons. The apostles would have never ever preached riches and wealth. Not that they are against it, but they wouldn't preach it. That is something that would come. But they wouldn't preach it. They would preach Christ.
That's right.
Crucified and resurrected. Signs and wonders would break out like they did last night.
Amen.
Repentance was the fruit. Repentance and the will of God, as you heard in the beginning, is for none to perish, but all to come to repentance. It's not the will of God for all to come to church and be religious.
That's right.
It's the will of God for all to be born again.
That's right.
And worship God in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember. Thank you, Jesus. There was one more thing you said. Yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Are you challenged? Because, see, you can preach a message that makes you think that you are blessed. But when you stand before the judgment seat of the judge of all judgment, Jesus Christ, you'd realize, hey, I was deceived. I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want that to happen to me. I don't think that's fair. I think we got to understand doctrine, teaching of Jesus Christ. Amen? And then we can truly be blessed according to Jesus. And we can truly do greatly, exceedingly, abundantly for Him. And He will do that for us. He's proven that already. But we don't do enough. Yours included, me included.
Right.
We don't do enough.
Amen.
And all hell sometimes comes against us. But we pray and fast. Pray and fast. We have a lifestyle as born again Christians, as spiritual beings, no longer carnal, fleshly human beings. We are spiritual beings empowered by the Holy Ghost. And we have a lifestyle of prayer and fasting, of pulling down strongholds, so that we can march forth and do that what God has told us to do. We pull down those barriers. We pull them down with prayer and fasting. And we take authority. And Jesus says the violent, they take it by force. Yesterday the Lord granted me to operate in the gift of miracles and to give people miracles, what they've been praying for. Every so often, when I was giving it in the spirit to them and they were grabbing it, there was not the manifestation and the confirmation of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost would say, they need to tell Satan to let go of it. And as soon as they did, I would say, tell Satan, let go of it. It's mine now. Let go of it in Jesus' name. And then, bam, they got it. And I could see it in the spirit. Because we have to take authority. We have to exercise our authority. See, many things are ours. But all hell is against us. All hell, all those demons that followed Satan, that followed that serpent, that snake, are against us. So we got to take it by force. We got to pray and fast, pull down and exercise authority. Yes? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is where you have breakthrough. And this is where other people around you will have breakthrough. Amen? Last verse that I have for you, and then we go and minister. It is in the book of Acts, the blueprint for the church. What a book. The book of Acts. In the Dutch language, it's called acting. It's called the book of acting. The book of doing all those things that Jesus told us to do. Acts, the acts of the apostles, the acts of those that follow Christ. If you get this, you will see tremendous fruit. You'll see tremendous fruit. There is one key verse in there. 1, 2, 3, 4 words. 4 words. It starts with an F. It is key. And throughout the Bible you will find that if you do a Bible study. On those 4 words. 5 words. The fear of the Lord. 5 words. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. We saw that last night. We was all under the power of the fear of God. We repented. We wept before God. We were broken before the throne. Then had the churches rest. Throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified. They were being built up. They were being empowered. And walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Would you want to see the church of Christ multiplied?
Amen.
Would you want to see the church of Christ at rest?
Amen.
Moving in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. When you understand who you are in Jesus Christ, you can walk in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Even if you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You shall never leave me nor forsake me. Whatever situation you come against, that comfort of the Holy Ghost comes in, because he is the comforter. And when you behold with your eyes all hell breaking loose, the comfort of the Holy Ghost kicks in. The fear of the Lord is upon you. And you stand calm in the midst of a storm. And no demon of hell can come against you. Nothing that your eyes behold will disturb you and take your focus off the kingdom of God. And that's when people will see From now on, the cares of this world will no longer choke you.
Amen.
You got to learn to cast your burdens onto Jesus. No matter how hard it is. Come, I will share a testimony. I'm not doing it now yet because I'm still working that one out. It's going to be amazing. It's something that would have choked me to death. It did for a while. Then I began to pray and believe. And I said, Lord, your word says, if thou believest, all things are possible to him that believeth. Glory be to God. What a savior. What a savior. If you're not right with God, repent now. Do now. Holy Ghost, precious Holy Ghost, begin to move upon your people.
To support my ministry, go to www.pastorvincent.com. Your support makes all the difference.